Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Jürgen, obviously we know we won't be on the touchline at the weekend. So I just wonder, now that the disciplinary process has all been resolved, how you feel it's been handled and how you feel about the resolution?
I expected a punishment with all the things we know and all the things we could hear and stuff like this. And it's okay. I would like to know, like I always would like to know, where the money goes. Because if it's for a good cause, and I'm more than happy to pay it. If not, if FA keeps it, then we have to talk again. And I think it's a bit harsh. But apart from that, yeah, people around me were pretty negative. They thought it will be longer. So one game is okay. It's like the Southampton game. It will be this pretty much the same process. I can watch the game from a better position. I'm in contact with the boys, with my coaches, and so that's okay. Yeah.
I think it means though you can still go on the pitch at full time, doesn't it?
So nobody told me differently.
So you can take part.
The game is over then. I'm banned for the game. Yeah. No.
Well, I'm just making sure, because obviously there'll be a fair bit of emotion at full time, because obviously we know Bobby is leaving. You've announced this week that James Milner is going to be leaving the club in the summer as well. I just wonder how you feel about that. And you'll also be saying goodbye to Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain and Naby Keita, their last time that Anfield is going to play.
This game is super difficult for different reasons. We spoke already with the boys early this week about it. It's super important for us. And it's kind of super emotional as well for different reason, because we really say goodbye to, from my point of view, four Liverpool legends. Because two of them were here when I arrived, Millie and Bobby, obviously. And yeah, nothing would have happened, definitely, of all the good things what happened in the last few years without them. That's clear. Ox came in pretty early, then Naby came in. I'm pretty sure, and Ox was just unlucky in moments, injuries, bad injuries, in an absolute wrong moment. I remember the game against Rome when he got badly injured, and I had no clue how to sort that situation. He was that good and pretty much irreplaceable in that moment. That was obviously really hard. But besides that, it's fantastic guy, and was super important for the team over the whole period. When people think about Naby, then it's probably as well a few too many injuries in the time, but when you look back at important games, you will realize how often he played in super important games for us and how often he performed in these games. So all four won pretty much each available trophy, and we love them. That's true as well, but it's professional football and things. Nothing is forever. No, nothing is for eternity. That's how it is, and there's always a moment, and it's a good moment, because it means one chapter will be closed, and we can start writing a new one. That's good as well for them and for us. But they will be never forgotten from us, from 100% not. And I will be forever thankful to them, because how I said, without them, nothing would have happened. They were super important in all what they did. And that's the farewell they deserve. And so, yeah, it will be after the game, right? Yes, that's good. That's good. Because before the game would be really difficult, because we have to be ready for a proper battle. Aston Villa is fighting for European football we do that as well. So it's our last home game. The crowd will be ready, has to be ready for the game first, because we can celebrate the boys after the game. Everybody should stay. It will be great. It will be absolutely emotional, 100%. But before, we have 90-odd minutes to fight, and that's what we have to do.
Do you still, I know we're back to the top four again, but do you still have hope that there could be a final twist in this race for the top four? Because obviously you might have played Bournemouth at the same time, you've got Chelsea and Fulham to come, Newcastle got Leicester on Monday. And if there isn't that much hope there, how difficult is it to be as relentless?
It's no problem. I never hoped. I never had hope for that. I don't need that. I know that we have to win all the football games, and then there's maybe a chance, a big maybe, but that's all. So I didn't watch the game last night. I watched the game last night, but I didn't watch it and thought when they scored goals and stuff like this that I was disappointed. I was it once in my life, and it was when Vincent Kompany fired a ball in a goal. That was the moment, but never around that. That's just, it's on our hands. Whatever they get, they deserve. Easy as that. And so we have to do our job, and then we will see what that means. But my hope is not bigger or lesser than before, because I never had.
Is it difficult to keep?
No, not at all. For me, not. Not at all. I don't know why. The biggest prize in football are 3 points. It's a misunderstanding that it's about trophies and stuff like this, because that's true as well, definitely. But that's in a when you win a football game in a very decisive moment. It's always the same. You go and try everything to win the game, and that's the reward you get. Most of the time, 3 points, or sometimes a trophy. And so that's exactly how I see it. And that means we have there's no better reason to go into a football game and we want to win it than that you could get 3 points, and that's what we want. But we know it's not about us, only this story from of tomorrow, because Aston Villa, since when I was there, I don't know where they would be in the table if we would have been there from the beginning. That's the truth. And so they play clear their football. It's like Villarreal a little bit when he was there. Obviously very successful, difficult to play against, super confident, meanwhile super settled into what they want to do. And so that will be tricky, definitely. But must be tricky for them as well. And that, thank God, it became a bit more tricky for opponents recently against us. And we should try to make sure that will happen again.
Thanks for me.
Do you have any injury concerns at all?
Personally? I'm still injured, that's true. Yes, Darwin will not be available. It's a inflammation of a tendon at the toe, very painful, obviously. Will not be available. Didn't train yet this week, so will not be available for tomorrow. The long-term injuries are still out, but all the rest should be available. Bobby trained.
Unai Emery has been nominated for Premier League candidates. Yeah. He only arrived in November. You know what it's like to arrive in sort of October, November time into the Premier League. So how difficult a task has he faced, and what do you think about what he's done?
He's just an outstanding manager. He always was everywhere where he was. So I know England is an island, and then sometimes you think there's nothing around, because maybe the time at Arsenal was not as good as people would have wished that time. But the Premier League is a difficult league, and he came back. Wherever he was super successful and did special things. So there's no doubt about that, that he will be successful with Aston Villa. For me, Aston Villa is a massive. Not sure, threat or whatever for next season, for top four. That's how it is. They are the way they play, the way they defend. A lot of really good stuff in it, I have to say. I respect that a lot. So I'm not surprised that he did what he did. Welcome.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
We've seen the upturn in performances, and obviously you're getting the 3 points that you talk about being the most important thing. What's been the most pleasing aspect of these last few months, though, for you?
So much more fun again. It's so easier to, so much more easy to enjoy. That's the truth. I know I'm a professional football manager or whatever. I should enjoy it all the time, but there are moments when it's just not that easy. So when things don't go well, when things don't go in the right direction, when the games look like a bit rusty or whatever, or like stiff, whatever. And we had all this. It's never happens overnight. It can happen from time to time. We spoke about that. And we could all that we could shake that all off, to be honest. That's completely gone. Everything is back to its best, if you want. Not performance-wise already, but they go in the right direction as well. But training ground, training sessions, everything is... it's definitely, for us, it was a re-energizer. And that's... Thank God you can see on the pitch as well, in moments at least. And that's what we want to keep doing. And I think in the end, yes, the results are the most important, but what I love that there were always good reasons why we won the game. We could have drawn here or there because we won a lot of games just with one goal. Of course, that could have happened, but that wouldn't have made the performances less or good. But that we won it showed then as well that we didn't forget how to win football games in the last... So 5 or 6 months before we found a turnaround, and so it's good. It's good for all of us. Weather got better. Everything got better.
Just in time.
Exactly.
James. Jürgen, while the likes of James and Roberto have made a massive contribution to what the team have achieved, you've spoken about. Can you just talk about the impact they have on?
No, we don't have enough time. And we don't have enough time. And what I don't like as well, and I'm pretty sure Millie and Bobby wouldn't like it as well if we forget Ox and Nabi. I really would like to ask our people tomorrow to not forget that. I can imagine Bobby, my God, how much I love the guy, and that he is, and Bobby Firmino songs and stuff, like, I 100% deserved. But we have time, if you want, until Monday to give them all the farewell they deserve. So that's really important. So, and I don't like now to. So I think in the last 7.5 years, I don't know what I all said about Bobby, what I said about Millie. If you don't know yet what I think about them, then you just have to go back a few and then read it. Yes, I don't. My English is not good enough to really express my respect for them. But that's the same for Ox and Abi, to be honest, for different reasons. And I know in football, in the football world, we all talk about first lineup, stuff like this, and what are you doing here and what are you doing there. Millie played an incredible number of games. I think I'm the manager he played most often for in this insane career. I'm not sure there will come another manager where he will play more often for, so maybe I won that race. Probably same for Bobby. Ox came here as a young talent for me. He was already kind of settled at Arsenal, was a big talent at Arsenal, and became here a real father, a grown-up man, a a great character, a really good guy. Naby, yeah, everybody knows. We spend a lot of money, but a lot of expectations there, of course. And because of injuries in the wrong moment, he could not fulfill all of them, but a lot of them. It's just like, go back and look the big, big games, the goals he scored, the games he played, and the football he could play in his good moments. So I wish them just all the very best, that they all find a place where they are as much respected as here and needed, and yeah, and find their luck again, because they had a lot in the last few years, and I hope they can do that again.
Cool.
Hey, without asking you to state your own importance, what difference will you not being on the pitch to try and make?
Yeah, I will not, nobody probably will shout like me at them, and if they don't track back, but I will tell the boys, if they don't want me to do that in the future, they just have to do it now without me shouting, because I mean, like 70th minute or stuff like this, these kind of things. I sit far away, but maybe yeah. If the game is not good, I could make it happen anyway. My voice is all right, at least. Yeah, not a lot. So I'm really in contact with Vitor. Vitor will have to phone or whatever the headset, and so we can speak about everything, substitutions, these kind of things. And apart from that, Pep is an incredible coach, and he will be out there. And I'm not sure how many percent of the things I shout on the pitch are because the boys saw it before on the screen on the iPad, Pete and Pep, and come to me, we have to sort this and we have to sort that. So now it's just without a filter. They can do that directly because I'm the only one who cannot watch it back during the game. Yeah, now I can do that, understands. So how is that from a watching point of view, it's a much better position to see the game. And it was with the Southampton game when we played that. It was, super helpful that one of us, in that case me, saw the game from there. I sit next to our analysts. They usually do that. But this time they get a bit support from me.
And I'm off the open before we move on.
Artian wasn't on the list of players that believe he's out of contract. Is he someone in discussions with me? Because his future depends on what might happen to Kareem Kelleher as well.
Next season. Keith McKellar, what was Keith Kelleher? What's with him? He has a contract.
You might want
us to say goodbye just in case. Nah, I can't see. I honestly can't see Keith leaving. This must be an extraordinary offer. Did I start thinking? I have to say. Adrian. If we don't say goodbye, what could that mean? That he probably stays. But if it's not nothing in the papers, then it's not decided yet, finally. But we will not do just in case. But I have a rather good feeling that we keep working together in that position.
Thank you so much for that. I hope you enjoyed it. If you want more Red Men in your ears, then consider signing up to redmenplus.com. You get everything that's on the website in video and, if you want it, in podcast form. From £5 a month, redmenplus.com, you get 2 free items of merchandise every single season. If you sign up as a club legend, you get 20% discount codes every single month, exclusive discounts from our partners, as well as your name in the credits and each and every Red Men Plus show.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.